There was no refrigeration at the time, so people didn't care too much about having wrenches. Mm-hmm. But somebody did look, you know, far ahead of time, and I guess they thought they would be valuable at one time, so some of them started, you know, putting wrenches together. But it was hard to keep wrenches at that time because you had raids, Indian raids and everything. Mm-hmm. And the way I understand it, I mean, you know, of course, this is history and it goes back to history, that the King of Spain gave these grants, but the way they gave these grants, they didn't say, well, I'm going to give you 10,000 acres mm-hmm. of land. He said, I am going to give you an hacienda, which is a ranch. He said, but they would to say, from such and such a mountain to such a creek, mm-hmm. To such a town, to such a road, is the grant I'm going to give you. Mm-hmm. Now, this might have covered 2 million acres or 1 million acres. Mm-hmm. But you had to put a school in. You had to support the people that worked for you. Mm-hmm. And then they had officers or representatives of the king that came, and you had to collect taxes, that came to look that you were taking care of the land and taking care of the people because they wanted to develop this area. And if you were not taking care of the ranch or whatever they called it, the haciendas at that time, the king would take it away from you and give it to somebody else that would take care of it. But he would, you know, at that time, like I said, they would say such a valley is yours, and the valley was designated by such a certain mountain or such a creek on one side, and that was yours. But you had to take care of it. You had to take care of the people, protect them from Indian raids, have churches, or chapels, have schools, and take care of the people. So you could not abandon it or anything. And if somebody else, next to you, if you were doing a real good job and somebody else next to you was not doing a good job, they would say, well, you've done such a good job, we're going to give you this other grant and take it away from this man that's done such a bad job on it. Mm-hmm. So the king wanted it to produce and to bring in taxes and for the people to prosper, which is the new world. Mm-hmm. And this is the way it worked then.
So I guess that's how the king's ranch, that was...
Yeah, well...
Is that part of an original Spanish land grant?
Yeah, but at that time, like I said, nobody wanted ranches. He had to fight to keep it. He had Indian raids. Mm-hmm. And you had people cutting, if you had fences, people didn't believe. Like you see in the movies, but I mean, they're not played up like in the movies, but mm-hmm. people would cut your fences to drive their herd. Do you remember, at that time, there was no railroads, no trucks. Mm-hmm. So you had to trail your herds. So if you were going to with your herd to Kansas City or to such a place, it might take you maybe 2 months to get there, and you might to get there, if you started off with maybe 1,000 head, you might get there with just 700 head. Mm-hmm. And then you stop at different places, and they don't want you to drink the water out of their tanks because that was for their cattle. Mm-hmm. And if you showed up with 10,000 head or 1,000 head of cattle, they were going to drink a lot of water, and they were going to eat a lot of grass. So actually, it was a problem. In cattle at that time were maybe worth $5-6 a head. Mm-hmm. So they weren't worth much. So people, I think a lot of people didn't want ranches because it was a problem to keep them. And they didn't make that much money off of ranches. Mm-hmm. Now there was no oil or gas at that time. They didn't know, you know, oil and gas did not exist. Mm-hmm. And you didn't know where oil or gas was. And later on, the boom started. And but I can see people, like, if I had to go to a ranch, and it would take me all day to get there. And then remember, there was no air conditioning, so it was either you rode horseback or you went off in a wagon. And then if it rained or such a creek, you know, got flooded, you might not get to the ranch or get back to your town, wherever you live. Mm-hmm. You might not get back for a week. So this is why I think people didn't care too much about ranches. Mm-hmm. And some people just abandoned the ranches. Hello. Uh-huh, just a minute. Wait, that's about John. John? Telephone.